Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, Wabbits, and today we have a special thing going on. We're doing the preview of the major, and by the major, I mean like the big major, the world championship coming up this year. And while we're doing this, I have some very special guests lined up for us today. Why don't those guests introduce themselves? Yeah, you're right. It's me. I'm the only one here. It's a solo show preview. I hope you guys are ready because I'm not. We're going to find out what happens. And this is going to be a little bit of a test. I'm going to take it a little bit chill. I'm just going to sit here, give you my ASMR voice, doing my best I can to be like full on radio host, just down to talk for a day. And we're going to go over major. We're going to go over some other things. Going to go over some small Rocket League news. And see how far we get, how long it takes. However much you get on this episode is however much you get on this episode. And that's, you can tell me how it goes. Let me know about whether or not you enjoyed this or if this was incredibly weird and awful and maybe you don't like radio webs. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. You can come back next week when everybody else is back. So yeah, welcome to the radio podcast. For the major. Actually, no, let's not start with the major. Let's start with something a little bit far more important here. Let's start with the most important thing. Get that out right as we go. We're talking about the patrons, of course. Join the patron if you want to. You help a lot to all the patrons that are out there. Thank you very much for doing it. I will go down the list. Feel free to join the patron. Feel free to go and do anything else. I don't know. Join the Discord, all of the normal things that I'm sure we've talked about and mentioned well over 200 times at this point. So thanks to all of the patrons, starting with Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Aruk, Young Slug, and PK. No fancy name today, Aruk. You get as much as you get because this is radio voice. We're being serious today. Go and join the patron if you want to get your name shouted out, if you want any of the other very fancy special perks that happen throughout that time. They're all listed on there. It's on asapweekly.com or something. ASAP. I should get this right, actually. asapweekly.com. Yes, it is. Go there if you want to join the patron. I'm sure there's a link. All right, let's go straight into Rocket League. Let's go and not skip in any beats here because I know what you're all here for. You all know what you're here for, and we're going to figure out what happens in this major. But before that, let's talk about a little bit of the major or these updates that happened previously, which are going to head us into the major. Not quite this first one, but this is an important update. This first update was a Rocket League update that was 17 gigabytes. And that was surprisingly big. I wasn't quite expecting it when it happened early last week. Saw the update and was like, wait, what's going on here? I haven't had an update in Rocket League in a while. Is there a new season? Should I be getting ready for ranked? What's happening? This is surprising. When I opened up the game, I'm sure many of you noticed this, there was this weird little update that popped up that said, what was the name of it? Post Party. I was like, what's Post Party? I wonder what that is. Let me go and click the link and open up the Rocket League main page and to see exactly what this post party thing is, because I'm interested in Rocket League updates. And when I opened it, day of, first time most people had updated their game, this page didn't exist. And that made me very sad. So I don't know how this happened, but on the day that it was released and the day that it was sent out to everybody, I open up the website and there's nothing. Directly on the Rocket League main page, there was no information about post party, nothing about it. I'm happy that I read beforehand what it was, because I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I wonder when that's going to be around. And it actually got me interested enough to go back now, earlier, right before I started this, and figure out exactly what Postparty is, because they finally have it up. So if you're hearing this for the first time, you can go to the main page of Rocket League, rocketleague.com, and then click on that Postparty option. What it is it's an embedded clips option. You don't need like GIF your game or any other third-party clipping things to post your fancy highlights and be like, oh my god, look at how cool I am. I got a dribble. I touched the ball two times and it went in the net and I'm a god. Now that's in the game mostly. It's directly related to the game. It's part of the game. It's from Epic, an Epic specific clipping system. You just got to connect your phone and then use the buttons. It's all like kind of convenient, surprisingly convenient. I'm sure this was done for Fortnite, and then they were like, oh hey, we also have this other game, let's do it. But it did come here, which is big, and I'm happy with that. So if you want to use clips, you have another option. You have an embedded option. You have a native option for Rocket League, and that's kind of cool. You can do all the normal stuff with it. It's all fun. Go to the website and click on the / Postparty option if you want to go and find out exactly what that is or how to get it. It's cool. What is the other thing? That's kind of the big update, the big Rocket League update that happened. I don't exactly know how that was 17 gigabytes. There might be some other things going on in the background, but that's what we get. Okay. Big stretch, because this is a lot now. Now we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to tell you some drama, spilling some tea right here, right now. And this is fresh tea, piping hot, only how many days old? 2 days old? Yeah, only I think 2 days old, maybe even today. Was it today? It was. Oh my God, we're on top of this. Only today days old. and that is how effective it is to not record on a Wednesday. This is what's happening. There was big drama. Roldis, coach of FaZe, has been kicked from the team right before the major. I think, I'm not sure exactly when this was. I watched the video. I don't think he mentioned the exact day that he was kicked. I think it was made official at 4 something when Roldis put up this YouTube video. And that being the case, this is essentially made official the day before the major, like before the world championship, the start of this, almost at this point during group stages, literally the day before group stages start. Granted, they're phased, so they're a little bit ahead of the game. They're not exactly at a big worry. Because they have all of the wild card Swiss stages to wait through and prep and be ready, but still, like, that's less than a week out. When does group stage? No, not that. When do playoffs start? Playoffs start on the 12th. So that is 5 days out. Yeah, 5 days out as of recording. Which that doesn't give you much time, because you lose your coach 5 days before thing. Like before the final things, even if you have one set up in the wings, which they do, we'll get to that later. Even if you do have a new coach set up in the wings, that is not much time to prepare. That is not much time to get ready. This new coach is going to have some struggles, and that is just inherent by the fact that there's only 5 days to prep. Maybe a little bit more if they're like, you know, maybe it happened a week ago or a couple weeks ago. Even still, that doesn't matter. You are not sitting happy, you're not sitting comfy, only having a couple days of prep with your team, learning how they think, learning how to get them up, get them out of a tilt, get them out of whatever, especially after all of what's going on with this, which I'm going to get into. So this YouTube video, we'll do a little bit of both sides here, this and just present all of the topics. The YouTube video was very informative. There was a lot being said by Roldis in this, hey, I got dropped video. It's in a 20-minute video, I think. Yeah, 18 minutes, which is really nice for people like us who love drama. and love listening to drama and love finding out about drama because it's so interesting. But there was a lot. Basically, to boil down this 20-minute video into three major points, I think, the points are this. The team wasn't playing nearly to the level that they needed to the point where back in, I think it was winter, before they had their win streak of 2-2 and second, or first and second, Roldis went to the general manager of FaZe and was like, hey, we need some way to get these guys playing the game. They're not playing the game right now. They're not motivated. Like, we need some way to motivate them actively and make them get on the game because they can't improve otherwise. They will not be able to even play at the level that they're currently playing at if they're not playing. So there was a literal incentive, I guess monetary incentive that is very likely. I don't know if he explicitly said that. A monetary or some incentive to play the game and just do the minimum expected amount of work for what is literally their jobs. To play the games ahead of time, not just show up on game days, not necessarily just show up on scrim days if that they were complaining about scrims, if there was too much, or if there was apparently breaks in between the scrims, or if there was so much else going on. And I understand that, like, if you have responsibilities and stuff, that if your day is chopping up and it's weird and there's a lot of scheduling issues, that this can be annoying. But this is your job, right? Like, your players, you need to be, you're paid to be doing this. The org is paying you salaries plus apparently incentives now to play and percentages of winnings and all that. Like, you need to be playing. Your job is to play Rocket League to the best level that you can. And if you're not playing to the best level that you can, or if you're not playing the game, you can't play to the best, let alone improve. And, you know, certain players missed the big one that people would talk about, is known for not necessarily putting in that much time before this, he was on Envy and other teams. Like, he was never one to just play the game a lot. He mainly had a baseline, and he had a very high baseline, let's say it like that. His peak was, you know, misses a kind of incredible player, and always has been. We've talked about him for a very long time. But going back, if he wasn't actually improving, if he wasn't playing the game, it kind of makes sense that he was always the defensive player. There was that bit where he got very good mechanically, and that was like massive improvement. Not sure if he was playing during that time and that was the big difference or whatever else, but he just kind of relied on his baseline expectation. And, you know, I'm kind of jealous that that's his baseline of not playing, being like, hey, yeah, I just hop on for tournaments and scrims and I'm, you know, one of the best players that's ever touched the game. But even if that was the case, he's not improving just by the simple fact of not playing. And the team can improve, they can go through all of this, but if, you know, if you're not actively trying to get out of mental blocks of, like, during tournaments, if you're not going over VOD reviews, if you're not genuinely invested in VOD reviews and you just say like, oh, that was a mechanical error, which is something that Roldis mentioned, if you go through so many things and just excuses and whatever, then, like, why are you really here? You can't improve. You need to recognize what the issues are, like the genuine issues, the ways that you can improve, and do so with that. The point number two that was the big thing to bring down is another major issue for the overall team of FaZe is that Sipical has been in a rut, let's say. He's not feeling motivated. He has had issues with the game. He's had a lot of mental problems, or I don't know if they're like deep mental problems, but just mental problems with playing. And like, there's been rumors, I guess, or ideations of at the very least a break, if not a full retirement, some other things, and like rolled his during one of the majors in person, was talking to him about exactly this, about his mental, about his motivation, about whether or not he wants to play at all, which is fair. Like, if you are done with the thing that you're done with, if you're not enjoying it, if you have no motivation to do it, then like it makes sense to not really want to be doing it. But you can't just take that spot. There are other players that want it more. There are other players that might at that point deserve it more. And if you're not enjoying it, like, why are you even still there? Granted, you are still an incredible player. And, you know, we've talked about it. We didn't necessarily notice this. We noticed it in the last split when they started to fall off a little bit more. But in the previous split, like, we weren't really seeing it. They were playing really well. We talked up about them a lot, for good reason, going 1-1-2 in your split placements. It's impressive, and you're thinking about that, and you're thinking about all of it. But if you're not enjoying playing the game, if you're not motivated to play the game, so many other issues, you need to take a step back. The final issue that Rold is, I guess to break it down to three, the final issue that Rold has talked about with this with this team, and why it was so hard to coach, and why he was kind of relieved hearing that he'd been dropped, was actually just first killer. And again, we've talked about this before, first killer's dad, where first killer's dad is not a good thing for first killer. First killer is one of the best players in the world. That's just a fact. We know this. Everybody should know this if you followed Rocket League esports even remotely. He's one of the best players, always been in contention for one of the best players. People have always talked about him as that, just mechanically in his rotational abilities, like his understanding of the game, game sense, everything. But the problem with that is, I guess, twofold. It comes with an ego, which he may or may not have improved on. We know that he had one a while ago, and I assume that he still has an ego at the very least, but it might have matured a little bit into something that's like actually a positive aspect, where recognizing that you are the best player on the team, whatever, you can deal with that in a positive way. But if you are the best player on the team, which first killer is, everybody looks to you as the in-game leader, the IGL, right? And you can't put more stress on your teammates by, like, as the best player, by now judging them and saying, hey, why are you, or like, and not actively working on their mental game, and ensuring that everybody's recognizing they're not being judged, that they may have made the issue, they may have been the one that let the goal go in, but that doesn't matter. If you're the better player, like, there's always something that everybody could have done. It's a team game, right? Not an individual sport. And you have to recognize that it's a team game. You have to recognize so much of this. And this is for everybody out there. If you're playing with friends, if you're playing on a team, if you're playing whatever else, you have to recognize that these things are teams, unless you're literally playing ones, in which case, unless you have a coach, you're doing it alone. But in a team game, Rocket League or otherwise, if you're the best, you can't look at someone and be like, hey, what are you doing? You're messing up. You're not playing the game. You're being awful. You can think that. Granted, you can think that. It's not super helpful, but you can think that. But you shouldn't say it, because if you say that, then they're just going to be in their own head about it, and you're putting them in their own head, and they'll be thinking about what you're thinking, and there's so many other issues, and it's just awful, and it's a very destructive cycle. So instead of that, you have to be an active positive towards their mental. You have to be building them up. You have to be like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get them next time if something goes wrong. You have to go and do so much else. So that's another thing. As for first killer's dad, that is the twofold aspect, to the ego, to the issues, to whatever else the first killer might have. Whereas dad is too involved. It seems like, obviously I don't know. Don't know firsthand, at least, but if his dad, is over-involved in so many of the things, whether it's relations with the teammates, whether it's relations with the coaches or the managers or whatever else. If his dad is, which team was it with? I can't quite remember. There was the first time the first killer's dad showed up in the Rocket League drama scene a while ago, and he was actively calling out and ragging on his teammates, first killer's teammates. And this was very much a problem, and I think led to the failure of that team. I might be wrong. I wish I had somebody here to correct me on that. But take my word as gospel until next week when someone tells me I'm wrong. with that, or you can just go back and listen if you remember what actually happened during that time. First killer's dad was like, all I know for an absolute fact is that it was very bad. He was very, very much an issue that was an active issue within his team, was detrimental to the team in some way. And an overbearing parent, once again, in any sport, in any team community, if anybody's dealt with it, you understand how much of a problem that is. Baseball dad for all those Americans, the baseball dad of the best player who yells at the umpire or umpires of the coaches. The parents will get kicked out sometimes of being able to watch the games because they're too involved. They're too aggressive. There's too much going on and they're trying to influence the state of the game when you can't do that. They're trying to influence the team and you can't do that. You have to let your kids live. You have to let your kids do these things on their own, because having too much influence on their life, having too much of that, is just overall going to be a negative, and it's not an effective way to lead your kid to growth. And if you have an overbearing parent like that, well, you might want to do something, talk to them. I know it can be hard about it, or at the very least try and recognize that you might have an overbearing parent like that. And then things can, if you recognize that, that they might be too involved, you can like talk to your teammates or talk to your parent most, or ideally, or so many other things to improve that relationship and improve that relationship with both your parents and with your teammates, because it's inherently just been shattered. It's been undermined by the fact that someone is forcing themselves into it. So that's something. First killer's dad has been an issue. And with all of this going on, people not playing the game, typical not even really wanting to play the game due to lack of motivation and other mental issues, mental health things, with first killer having his own issues and his own ego and his own, while matured, immaturities still around. Granted, he's young, but whatever. With all of that, FaZe is in a less than ideal position, especially after having only just gotten a new coach. What I'll say for this, as a quick tangent, mental coaches help. Would have been super helpful on FaZe. So finally, to wrap up all of this, the new coach that came out day of is Chrome. Good luck. Good luck. Apparently, it seems like, just based on some of the comments that I've found, FaZe may be making the change in the next season to remake the team around Chrome as the coach, which is, you know, a solid choice. You have multiple players that aren't playing the game, a lot of issues, mental things, relational, all of that stuff like that I've just talked about. So much is going on. So we'll see how they perform in the major, in this finals. we'll see how they perform in the finals. Next season could be something very, very different for FaZe. But I did promise at the beginning of all of this, that was all of Roldiz's side. Mist did come out during this with a response, at least on Twitter. And I'll read that one for you just to make sure that we all have both sides, and I'll call this out and say my thoughts on this, I guess, as much as my thoughts have been. Where Dazrin put out the tweet. I'm not going to call them the other thing. Dazrin put out the tweet. Mist and First Killer's dad tweeting about people not knowing what they're talking about, and then Rolled is dropping a video about the team is the most hilarious stuff I've seen in a bit. Then Mist responds with, "Bro admitted to not showing up to barely any scrims and distancing himself from the team, and it's all our fault. Our play time has always been an issue, but that doesn't excuse him just giving up like that and basically leaving the team like what?" And another one said that, and when he did show up, he appeared offline to play Project Zom Void. Like, please, bro, whether you're giving 10, whether we were giving 10 or 100%, he did not want to be there at all and never spoke. So that's the other, well, that's the other side of the, this drama that I've gotten. Rolled has put out a 20-minute video and Mist sent out two tweets. This is kind of valid. I'll be honest, Mist, like, this, what he's saying here does matter. But the thing about it is that Roldis did admit to this. He admitted to losing his own interest. He admitted to essentially giving up on the team because he felt that he couldn't do anything else, is what he was saying. And I don't, like, Mist saying our play time has always been an issue, but that doesn't excuse him just giving up and leaving the team, basically. If you recognize your play time is an issue, like, that's the issue. If you are actively being engaged with the game, if you're actively being engaged with the, I'll be honest, I'm taking Roll to the side on this one, at the very least from what I've seen. Like, I don't know what your coach is supposed to do. How is your coach supposed to coach you if you're not listening to them? How is your coach supposed to coach you if you're not playing the game and not even trying to give a chance, or not even, like, working towards improvement? How is your coach supposed to improve you if you're blaming mechanical errors on like all of the replays on mechanical errors and all of the issues and replays on mechanical errors? Yes, you should be, I guess, trying to give more, but that's like 8 months in. 8 months in of consistent issues, and I understand losing the motivation and being like, I've tried. I talked to the general manager and got incentives for you to play more, and it worked for a bit. Those incentives worked for a bit, at the very least. Whether or not they worked forever or whether they stayed around is a different issue. So, yeah, that is all of the thing. There might be potentially some more, but I'm on, from what I've seen, I would take Roldis aside here, and, like, people need to play the game. I understand from Civical side where no motivation, but, like, just play the game. You're paid to play the game. You're paid to do something that you probably enjoy. Just continue to enjoy it. Continue to play. Continue to improve. I don't know, if you decide to go pro, you should know that you're signing up to no longer see this game as a hobby and see it as a job. I think we have talked about this. It's something that is very important. It's part of the reason that I would never recommend somebody do what they love. It's going to turn into a job and you're not going to like it anymore. But it's still a job, so you have to show up to work. Now, time for the major. We're going to use that as we go into the major, because there was something that I really wanted to say going into this, but something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that might be interesting, coming out of it. Let me just find the correct page. And here, okay. On the wrong Liquipedia, I needed to get to the right one. So let's preview this, preview what we're seeing here. What we have is coming up pretty soon. We have where am I? Why is this page not loading? We have Swiss stages. The Swiss seems like it's going to be interesting at the very least. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of very good teams. There's a lot of very strong competition. Very strong competition in even these wild, like the wild card Swiss stages. And all of this is leading towards group stages, which are stacked. that's all that I can say, which are stacked. So going into this, we have a lot of matchups. First day, mostly always just going to be a wash. But there are two, potentially three, very interesting matchups. Everything's probably just going to be a 4-0. There might be like a 4-1 here and there, who cares? But the very interesting matches, at least on round one, are the Space Station Secret matches, which Space Station is probably going to take it. But I think that Secret could very well bring them to like maybe a game seven, maybe a game six, I'm not sure. But give them a competition, and maybe if they're playing well on the day, actually show up and, or not show up, but like potentially overperform and take that from them. And the other one is the Power Oxygen. This one is neither of these teams are probably going to make it. They might, one of them at the very least might make it out to the group stages. I don't think either of them is going to do super well in the overall standings. But I would very much put them on roughly the same level and expect this to be like a good series. It'll be probably back and forth in any way that it can be. That's kind of overall the interesting thing in the round ones. We'll see what happens in round two. As for the individual teams that we're seeing, I don't know how Falcons performs. I'm not going to lie about that one. Falcons is a team that should be good, that has been good in the past, and hasn't really showed up all too much so far this year. Now they have the possibility to, they have not a probability to, but definitely a possibility to. There's a good shot, like they started off against Elevate. I don't want to hate on Elevate, but like they're a decent team, but they're not better than the Falcons. They're not even going to give a chance against the Falcons. And I don't know what their next matchup is. I'm not going to think about it. But with the Falcons, what ends up happening is like, that's a pretty good way to start. It's a warm up. Falcons is notoriously like mean in matchups against new players. They don't really play down. They will just destroy another team. Not really being nice whatsoever. They are just rude to whoever they're facing. And if that's the case, like if they are being like just demolishing them, at the very least, it does warm them up. Right, so it gives them something to start off on very strong, and that could springboard them further into however far they end up. Complexity, we've talked about complexity. I don't know how complexity does. Most of these teams are going to do good against like the bottom eight. We'll go through these. They're just like all the way down. But I think Complexity has a chance to get out a wild card. A pretty decent chance to get out a wild card, if I'm being honest. I don't know if they can beat most of the teams in the group stages already, or even other teams that are within the wild card. I think that they're going to make it potentially to like the lower bracket semis and in group stages and then fizzle out. They might have a chance. I'm always giving them that. Like I said, two splits ago, last split, I'm not sure. I want to stop doubting, or I don't want to be surprised by Complexity anymore, because I know that this team has the possibility to be one of the best in the world, like genuinely one of the best in the world. We'll see if they can show that this in the major. Because I want to see it. I want to see them be one of the best in the world, but they need to prove that they can be. G2. Oh God, G2. G2 is a team that everybody wants to love, myself included, but I don't know if I can. And that kind of hurts to say, because is somebody retiring? Is JNaps retiring after this? I think he might be, and that might actually change my opinion of this. With JNaps retiring, and also with G2 going up against Limitless, similar thing with the Falcons, I think that they're going to be hungry. I think that JNaps wants it. I don't think that they've gotten a Worlds. Have they? Am I wrong about that? I don't think they have. I think that they have been very close, and then they got like kind of screwed out of that one back in season something. Was it season 9? The COVID one. And because of that, what you end up seeing is like G2 has, while they should have gotten it, as Cursor has said so many times, while they should have won Worlds, they haven't had that chance yet. And I think that with this retiring, with JNaps retiring, I'm pretty sure, I think they're going to be hungry. I think that they're going to be motivated. I think that they have the chance and the ability, especially if they play well through. Granted, they do have to play well all the way through, but I think it's possible. I think that they could have a shot just because of that, and because they play well on land. They're a land team. They've kind of always been a land team. They're good at getting into a team's mind and just playing their game in a way that ruins or can overwhelm the opposing team. Moist. I want Moist to do well. I really want Moist to do well. Will Moist do well? I think Moist makes it out. Moist, I think, is in a very similar place as Complexity in my mind. Probably should be performing better. I could potentially see them make it to playoffs, and I don't know if I can see them going too much farther, but I would love to see them go there. I think a lot of it depends on where they're seated in group stages, which I'll come to later on, because I do see them getting out of wildcard. I don't see them fizzling out here during the Swiss stages. I think that there's enough teams that they can just beat straight up, like not even a question, even though there is some genuine competition around in here. But there are some, the groups are not weighted evenly. I'll say it like that as a little bit of a preview. Twisted Minds? I don't know. I don't know what Twisted Minds is. I haven't seen much about them. I haven't seen much about them. I think that, they barely snuck into this, didn't they? Because they are the third meta team. I can't believe that meta got three. That is... That's interesting. I'm just thinking about this one real quick because they could have a chance. I think meta's been... Let me open that up real quick. I'm pretty sure meta has been a three-team region, with Twisted Minds being like just barely underneath the other two. Have they ever taken a series off? They beat the Falcons in the spring something. I don't know if they've ever beaten Rule 1 or if they've recently beaten Rule 1. But they have beaten Falcons before. Twisted Minds did beat. Yeah, okay. This is very much a three team region, where the three of them were taking positions from one another, like constantly, similar to OC. So I think that there's as much likelihood that they show up as Falcons shows up. I think, and you know, I already talked about Falcons. If those teams were trading series as much as they were, then I wouldn't be surprised to see Twisted Minds do like as good, better, slightly worse, about the same as the Falcons. Secret. The fact that I talked about them so well against Space Station shows how much I believe in this team, because I think that Space Station is probably one of the best teams in Wildcard. Yeah, I would probably say that Space Station is one of the better teams in Wildcard. There's some potential variance, but if Space Station, or let's just stick on Secret for today. With Secret, the fact that I think they can get like the two, maybe three up to game seven off of Space Station means that they're probably winning the other three. That's my call out on that. I would expect them not to lose another one, maybe go through 3-1 in Wildcard, just because I do expect a lot from Secret. Secret's a solid team, and they should show up. Secret's a very solid team. Sad Knight and KV1. Like, those are names that if you've listened to this podcast, you know. And if you've watched RL Esports, you know. So expect something from them for sure. I could see them going far in group. I could maybe see them going to playoffs. Again, partially depending on what group they end up in. KCP, I don't know. I don't see much. I don't think they make it, would be my hot take here. They have a chance, a small chance, but based on the other ones I've talked about, like, I don't think that Pioneers really has much of an expectation to get through. They have to get very lucky with their matchups. Crew, similar to Secret, maybe. Maybe slightly worse than Secret. I would probably put them a little bit lower, even though I think that they can show up more. I think that their pop-off potential is probably higher. Actually, no, their pop-off potential is probably lower. I don't know. I need to watch more SA. SA is too interesting to leave it on the back burner like I have been. We'll see what happens with Crew. I don't want to say much about this team because I genuinely don't know. Like, they could 3-0 win this, or like barely sneak into eighth place. I don't necessarily expect them not making it. I would probably expect them to get through, but I don't know if they can. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about them. So I'm going to move on from them. Space Station, you know, probably one of the better teams in here. I would expect them to do very well. However, that being said, they do have the hardest start. Facing up against Secret is the hardest first round matchup for anybody in the expected top eight, or what I would expect to be the top eight. What else? Well, and Space Station, I think, is notoriously bad on day one. And they also like get in their heads a lot. So if they lose, or if they don't perform, or if there's something mental, I think I heard that Arsenal was like on new ADHD medication or something like that, and was having trouble eating. Hopped in his stream for a little bit earlier in the week, last weekend, and there was mentions about that where he was having trouble keeping food down. So that could be a potential issue. We'll see. Space Station performs on a day, and they usually perform well, and their bad days are usually performing pretty well, especially relative to the other competition in Wildcard. But if there aren't reasons, then I would expect them to do well. If there are, or if they're just like in a bad mental state, like Space Station's a hard team to get a proper read on. I think they get out. I think they're probably 3-1, maybe 3-2. They should be 3-0, but I could see them going down to 3-1, 3-2. But if they are not making it into the group stages, then that is very much underperforming, and I would never expect that from them. Power probably has a better chance than Pioneers, but I don't give much of a chance to either. I'd love to see Power in. I'd love to see a OCE team make it to group stages, because like I love having an OCE team represented. I don't know if they can squeeze by. I think one of them might be able to, but this is a very strong very strong Worlds, even wild card, let alone group stages. Oxygen, I don't expect much. I'll be honest, I potentially underrate Oxygen. I don't see much happening. They haven't done much. I'm not going to give them any credit until they prove that they deserve it. So I don't know. They're going to be bottom eight, probably. And I could see them going like one and three or 2-3, whichever it ends up being. G1, probably similar to Oxygen. They performed very well at the beginning of the year. And I don't think they've shown up much since. There might have been one or two pop-offs, like higher performers or higher performing regionals, but I don't know. I don't see much from G1. I would love to see them do well, because I really like that team and I want them to do well. Like Atomic Dorito Oli, love them. I love every single one of them. But my like for them is not going to supersede my decision making on this, and I'm not going to choose them for a top eight. Elevate, I want to see Elevate take one. I think that Elevate probably could. I really want Realize to get that, and I don't think that he had it in the previous Worlds. I think that they have a chance to. I think this is a really strong team for their, you know, for their region and for their rankings. But I think that they have a chance to, at the very least, take one of the series, if not like one of the series against like the higher level teams, if not two series overall. And maybe this is a big maybe. I recognize that, and especially after talking about Oxygen and Power and all those other teams like I did, but maybe eking their way into the top eight on wildcard. I want to see it. That is very, very selfish for me to say that, but I'm doing it. And then you have your other expected bottom ones. We have Valley and Limitless and Game Gladiators. I think that there will be competition between the three of them, or maybe the four of them. And that's just kind of what we generally would expect. In Worlds, the regions are still underdeveloped. I said this last year, and I'll say it again, I'm really happy to see them here, because like they're getting the chance to play in person with people. They're getting the chance to play in person with teams that are much better than them, and them going back, especially seeing two teams per region, them going back like elevates that region a lot. Like it's really good for the regions overall, that just having these one or two teams, seeing two is great, two teams per region make it to the regionals or make it to the finals, make it to the majors and all that, and actually be able to like perform here. It's really good just for the overall growth of the regions, because we've seen with MENA, we've seen with SA, we've seen with not really OC, that the inclusion of those other regions and like the active and like strong inclusion of those other regions just rockets them off, and they can give you some incredible things. So really happy to see it. We'll see what they do. I would love to see some upsets going on there, but we'll see. Group stages. This is something I wanted to talk about, because I know it's against the rules. So I'm happy that I'm not related to any team in any way whatsoever. But for those teams that are making it, I would wonder very heavily if they're looking at the group stages and thinking, hey, maybe we should try and not win this match, especially if they're in that top three-ish seeds, because I'm just going to list off the groups here for you. Group A, in position one, position three, position five, and position seven. So seeded into each of those even number spots is going to be someone from the wild card. Is in order Carmine Core and BDS in the uppers of the one, and then Liquid and Ninjas in Pajamas in the other, with wild card number eight, so the last seeded or the last qualifying team going up against Carmine Core, and the second qualifying team going up against BDS, with the fifth qualifying team going up against Liquid, and the third up against Ninjas in Pajamas. On the other side, in Group B, we have, once again, in order, in one, Gen G, in three, Rule 1, in five, Vitality, and in seven, FaZe, with the seventh position going up against Gen G, the first going up against Rule 1, the sixth going up against Vitality, and the fourth going up against FaZe. Now, there's some other things going on as to why this Group A and Group B in the lower bracket stuff. I'm not going to go into that because that's too deep. But if you look at, if you just look at these stages, the first, like first position goes up against Rule 1 first, which with the other ones, with Carmine Core, BDS, Vitality, FaZe, Gen G, right? Rule 1 is maybe a beatable team. Maybe, depending on who you are. The second seed goes up against BDS. The first seed, if they beat Rule 1, faces likely Gen G. The second seed, if they beat BDS, goes up against Carmine Core. These are very stacked groups. With a sixth place finish in the wild card, you go up against Vitality, which is basically an instant loss. Fourth place, FaZe. I would have said instant loss before all of that drama stuff, but they don't have, well, they have a coach, they have Chrome, but they don't have a coach that they're used to, and the coach doesn't know the team, and they also aren't playing, and there's a lot of issues. That mentality is like chalked. They could fizzle, but even still, if you are seeded fourth and go up against FaZe in that round one, you're facing Vitality in the next immediate round, or the team that beat Vitality. Either way, like what are you supposed to do here? But then if you're fifth and third, you have Ninjas in Pajamas and Liquid. Those are beatable teams, depending on who you are. Like, those are probably the most beatable teams, except maybe Rule 1 Gen G, if Gen G's not really performing and Rule 1 is not at the level that... Actually, Rule 1's probably really good. But, isn't at the level of, like, a Vitality, let's say. Because the other one is Carmine Core BDS, the old 1-2, and arguably still, like, some of the better players in EU. Current 2-3 if you look at Vitality, but like these are just such stacked stage group stages. But the problem with it is that it's kind of weighted. If you end up against the Liquid or Ninjas in Pajamas, that's winnable. You can get in straight in, like you can go directly to a qualified if you're performing on the day and you're a really good team. It needs a lot. This is a lot of expectation, I'll be honest. Like a space station, maybe a G2 that's performing well, maybe a Falcons that's performing well, maybe a Twisted Minds performing well. I don't know about Twisted Minds. Those are the only ones that have a chance to even like compete up there. Maybe a Moist if they actually perform. To go up against like a Liquid, Ninja of Pajamas, genuinely, and like take them on, beat them, and make it all the way to the qualified to the playoffs in that upper bracket. If you're going up against Carmine Core BDS, like say your prayers, you're done. If you're going up against FaZe Vitality, if it was yesterday, I would say your prayers, you're done. Now probably still say your prayers, you're done, but you might be able to make it in through the lowers. Going up against Gen G, Rule 1 depends on how Rule 1 is, and I personally don't know, but I would be scared. And it also depends on how Gen G is performing on the day, because like we've seen some incredible things from Gen G, but we've also seen less than incredible things from Gen G somewhat recently. So we'll see if Gen G was like really preparing, if they're absolutely goated on the day, if they're whatever, they could very well be one of the best teams in the world. And it's just, it's a lot. So I wonder if anybody's looking, I wonder if the teams are looking at that, even though, you know, that's very much against the rules and they absolutely should not be. If that's just in the back of their minds being like, hey, we're in second place, if we, or we're fighting like in that final thing for like second or third or third or fourth, let's make sure we don't get fourth place. Let's you know, if we're 4 or 3-1 and if we go 4-2 or 4-2 or 4-3, then we get third place. Or if we go like 4-0 and 4-1, we get third place. But if we go 3-4, then we get fifth place. Maybe we do one of those ones. Maybe we try for one of those. Maybe we just like see what happens to ensure that we're up against teams that are slightly more beatable. Not to rag on Ninja the Pajamas or Team Liquid, but like arguably slightly more more beatable than a Vitality or a BDSKC or like, right? And all of that other stuff is going on, even though I know you can't be thinking that. just because of how it is. And either way, regardless, it is the Worlds. You have to beat everybody else. You have to beat the best to be the best. And this is like the moment to show it. So maybe you're just like, don't care anyway. Let's get the Vitality out of the way as soon as we can. Like, we're in six. Let's get it out of the way. Might as well do it now if we're going to be number one. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm very excited. This is going to be an incredible, honestly, an incredible wild card alone. And then just very interesting groups. So I'm, and playoffs, obviously, like just watch it all. It's going to be great. How long is this going for? This is going until playoffs is only 2 days. That's crazy. 12th and 13th. Is that next weekend? Yeah, it is. So next weekend is playoffs. Watch the group stages, watch the wild cards if you can catch them. And they're not like in the middle of your workday, which they very well may be. Watch the VODs when you get back if you can. every game is probably going to be just like a nail biter, going to be absolute top tier Rocket League. You just have to catch these. This is literally the peak of Rocket League. Also, if we haven't mentioned it, there's a 6-month break after. So if you want Rocket League, this is your last chance to get it for another 6 months because they're taking a very long break and we don't know why. So watch this, enjoy it. This is going to be incredible. We'll talk about it. Feel free to join any watch parties that happen, that pop up in the Discord. I'll try and hop in there as much as I can. What else do we have going? That's probably it. Watch some Rocket League. That's your homework for this week. Just watch some Rocket League because you'll thank me for it. It's that's some of the best homework you've ever gotten in your life. With that, it's been me. It's been Wabs. That's it. It's just been me. I hope you enjoyed the solo show. I surprisingly did. My throat's hurting, so I'm going to stop. And I will see you probably after the major's done. Or after this, not major, after the what's the name for it? The championship is done. And bye.